Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. The new book, A Flame of Fire, A Story of My Own Identity and What It Means to Be a Minority in Iran, is the true story of the author, Halil E. Nakesel, a collection of his stories and experiences, memories both good and bad, successes as well as failures. Halil was born in Iran in 1941, the fourth child in a family of seven raised in the Baha'i religion, earned his master's degree in electronics from the Technical University of Frankfurt in 1970, emigrated to the United States in 2011. He was successful in his career in Iran, even as a religious minority, in a country where he didn't have the right to live. Halil Nakesel, author of A Flame of Fire, A Story of My Own Identity and What It Means to Be a Minority in Iran, is joining us on This Week in America. Sir, welcome to the program. It is great to have you with us on the show today. We have so much to talk about during the course of the program, and I mentioned the name of the book, A Flame of Fire. Talk about exactly what that name means, why you named it A Flame of Fire.
Yes, the first, thank you for your invitation. And A Flame of Fire is a metaphor name. I mean, the prejudice in general, racial or religious, even intellectual, burn and distort core values, and they create false stereotypes. A Flame of Fire shows just one person's issues or one person's flames in a wildfire of trauma and prejudice.
Yeah, this is a collection of your stories and experiences. You've broken the book down into various parts, but I want to talk about, first of all, the road to success for you has a lot of emotions, physical trauma. Even today, it's difficult for you to describe, and it had to be difficult to write the book. Talk about this road that you've been on, the physical and the emotional trauma that you had to go through.
Yes, in an intolerant religious regime, you may be intelligent and helpful person. But if you are a minority, your talent will not be recognized. You will be always a second-class citizen without any proper job or higher education, unless you can take refuge abroad. There is no rule for reason and consciousness.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program today, Halil Nakesel. He's the author of the new book, A Flame of Fire, A Story of My Own Identity and What It Means to Be a Minority in Iran. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on the book. The book, of course, is available at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and bookventure.com/bookstore. You can get information on the book there as well. Why did you decide to share these experiences, and what do you hope people learn from them?
This book being an autobiography, it tells the experience of one person. I do not draw conclusion or make any claims to the readers. I just want to give information about minority in Iran. The readers should make their own conclusion concerning all the facts and experiences. I think everybody has an opportunity in his lifetime. Only they must learn how to use it properly.
The book is a fascinating story. It's the story, the collection of stories and experiences, really well written, and it's so important now as we hear so much of the news about Iran and what's going on in the Middle East. And this gives us really insight from someone who's actually lived the life over there. The book I mentioned is broken down into parts. In the first part, you talk about your early memories, problems with fanatical Muslims. You were teased and tormented by these religious zealots on the way to and from school. where you were born, that town really didn't have good memories. You were there through fifth grade, moved. You and your mother were very lonely during this period. Talk a little bit about that, the memories of childhood, the good and the bad.
Most of the people have beautiful memories in their childhood, but I do not remember any joyful memories, sorry to say. I would never forget this memory. On the way to my elementary school was a marketplace, a small bazaar. There were several shops on the both side of the market, like grocery, fruits, bachelor, and bakery. I always panicked there and ran from the beginning to the end, so no one could hurt me. One day, I think I was 9 or 10 years old when came home from school and was running to pass through that market. During the way, suddenly a salad bag was thrown to me and I fell and my pants were torn. Then they laughed at me. This was an example of aggression towards minority in Iran.
And obviously scarred you emotionally. I mean, to this day where you recall that story and as you're talking about it, I can almost see you there going through that. And I'm sure you relive it as you were writing the book and recalling that story. The second part of the book, you talk about events in your life during the formative period of the late Islamic Revolution of Iran, 1979, you talk about. People paid a great price, and you say they still are, and how life changed. Talk a little bit about that period and what you went through. It's, I mentioned before, the good and the bad. You had successes and failures. Talk about your life during that period.
I said at the beginning, when the people are superstitious and ignorant, they will make fire and burn others, especially if they are fanatics too. They will destroy everything. The Islamic Revolution of Iran is also a visible result of the ignorance of a nation who was believed all the issue will be solved. They put their intellect in the hands of the most fanatic community in Iran. They did not want to use their thought and wisdom. They saw Khomeini's picture on the moon, and they did not think that they are going to destroy themselves, and gave the country to aliens that burned everything. How did it happen? That is another story.
And you will find it in the book. The name of the book is A Flame of Fire, A Story of My Own Identity and What It Means to Be a Minority in Iran. It's the true story of our guest on today's program, Halil E. Nakhesal. That's spelled K-H-A-L-I-L. The middle initial is E. Nakhesal is N-I-K-K-H-E-S-S-A-L. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to a link with information on the book and how you can get actually order a copy and get more information on the book. The book is A Flame of Fire. Third part of the book, you talk about work-related issues, which is a fascinating story against successes and failures. Friendships, we see hatred, betrayal, people fired after the revolution, guidance patrols that you talk about following Islamic values, developing a computer company, what you had to go through, canceling a business license due to your religion, success in your career, even though a religious minority where you didn't even have the right to live. Talk a little bit about that period, because that really was one of ups and downs. And as I mentioned, the friends, the betrayals, and this was a very difficult time for you.
Yes, that's right. I make also a lot of mistake in my job career because I choose unworthy and untrusted people as my colleagues. More important, I misunderstand the Islamic Revolution. In the first, the government allowed me to make progress, and I, with diligence and much effort, in 30 years have made a reliable factory with hundreds of employees. Then, with the cancellation of my business license and the bid to the banks, as well as my colleagues' betrayal, they, with the help of my colleagues, could manage to seize my factory. Finally, after much trouble and discomfort, I was forced to leave my home, and from all my assets, only we could bring two personal belongings, suitcases for each person. Yeah, that is life. And life is business. Until you don't give, you will not gain anything.
You came to the United States, as I mentioned, in 2011, been here now for 6 years. Talk about your life here now and what you've gone through in that period and what being here in the United States has meant to you. And I know you had a major event in your life this past summer.
Yes. About the immigration, immigration has always been a recurring pattern through history. Immigration is natural instinct when there is a push factor. In my situation, the push factor was religious prejudice. Life follow a rule, pre or be pre, and running away from prejudice is only natural. So I do support immigration and citizenship. Now I am a U.S. citizen and have been in the United States for 6 years. And I am comfortable and free. And thanks to the United States for all the opportunity that have been given to my family and me. Thank you.
What has this process been like for you in writing the book? I mentioned before, I'm sure it has to be painful as you go back and you relive these memories. And maybe they were quite vivid in your memory, but now you're writing them down, you're publishing them, other people are reading them. What was this whole process, this journey of writing the book like for you?
Honest design, to say, At first, I wanted to improve my English language. That's the first idea. Then I see that I can good writing, and I continued to writing. And then I see that is okay. That's better that other people see what happened in Iran. And especially to minority people. And I gave to publish this book. And now is it so?
Yes, and like I said in the beginning, this is a very important book. So often our perception of various countries, of various religions, consists pretty much of what we hear on a newscast, what we read in a couple of paragraphs in the newspaper, and we really, things are more intricate than what maybe we think in watching a newscast. And you really go into detail your life, and from your life we all can learn. The new book is called A Flame of Fire, A Story of My Own Identity and What It Means to Be a Minority in Iran. The author is our guest on the program, Halil E. Nakesel. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, bookventure.com. You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on the book. Sir, thank you so much for being with us on the program. It was a pleasure to be able to read the book to get a better understanding, and it was great to have you with us on the program today. And the book is available, again, at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at Book Venture. You can find it very easily by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, too, and I appreciate and my pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Information on today's program and the book A Flame of Fire online, our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.